This is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood, and this is Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. I am so glad I have the opportunity to meet with all of you day by day, Monday through Friday, for these slices of the bread of life, God's Word. And here we are in 2 Thessalonians. We're in the first chapter, and we find ourselves at verse 5, where the Apostle Paul, after greeting the church, affirming the majesty of God the Father and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, by the power of the Spirit of God, encouraging the people of God, and after giving thanks for them and an opening prayer, we now get to verse 5, and now he jumps to the second coming of Christ. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God. What? Well, remember what he just said. They are steadfast under the persecution and affliction that is coming upon them. What is one of the reasons for that persecution and affliction against the church? Here's what Paul says. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering, since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted, as well as to us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. And to this end, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what he's saying. You see all this affliction? You see the world persecuting you? Remember, it persecuted me. It's going to persecute you. And when it comes, it is also a reminder that God is going to deal with them. Yes, God will deal with them. What did God do with Egypt when they oppressed his people? He brought an end to them. Now, he was gracious. He didn't do it on the first plague. He gave them one plague. Do you repent? No. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You don't repent? Then comes the death of the firstborn. You cannot trifle with God's glory or God's people. God will bring judgment upon you. And you will either be saved because you repent of what you have done, or you will come under the judgment that will eventually be, as he says in the text, the eternal judgment of the lake of fire for all eternity. And God will deal with that. Do you remember in the days of Hezekiah, Sennacherib came down from Assyria? Watch what I do to God's people. Well, God not only caused 185,000 Assyrians to be put to death, but when Sennacherib goes back, he gets killed. You do not mess with the glory of God or the people of God. My brothers and sisters, we used to mess with the glory of God and the people of God, but God saved us. Then we ought to give praise to God for all of his goodness to us. But we need to warn people. God is not to be trifled with. His word, his people, his grace, his message is not to be trifled with. There is no neutrality in this. You're either for him or you're against him. Here's what the Apostle Paul says. I want to remind you, while that's true of what's coming upon those who would afflict you if they don't get converted, let me tell you something else. I'm praying for you, Paul says. I'm praying for you that you will walk in a manner worthy of the calling that he's given to you, even unto death. I am praying that you will lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and notice his faith, hope, and love. I thank God you're increasing in love. I thank God that the hope of Christ is within your heart, and I praise God that the work of faith by his power is being seen, so that the name of Jesus, even as you live and die for him, is being glorified. And may the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ abound even more, he says, through you. That's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm longing for. And that's what the Apostle Paul says. So when the world comes against us, don't be surprised. It came against them. And by the way, it's one more statement of the coming judgment upon them if they do not repent. For us, it's a platform to show the steadfastness of faith, the truth of the hope of Christ, and the increasing love that we have for the Lord and one another, and even for those who would persecute us. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.